Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 21.
21, okay. All right.
You fall into the consumer category.
Potentially. Maybe. Okay, so Lisa said you don't generally game. Have you played mini games at all?
So in high school, during the summers, I sort of dabbled into, like, a little bit of, like, World of Warcraft
mm-hmm.
type things. I just did, like, a couple of free trials of that.
Sure.
And briefly got addicted. And earlier, I guess when I was, like, probably, like, middle school age, I played, like, Age of Empires a little
mm-hmm.
bit, games like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my friends in college have tried to convince me to do things, but I know if I pull the trigger and get one, I'll probably get roped in. And I don't really have a lot of time to game much, but...
So is it more of a, I don't enjoy it, or I don't feel like I have time to enjoy it?
I don't have time.
Don't have time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the games that you have played, what about them were attractive games? Why would you want to have kept playing if you felt you had time to do it?
I sort of like, I don't know, like the getting into another world a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this, like the games that I did play were a little like some strategy orientation a little
mm-hmm.
bit and
mm-hmm.
trying to like figure out the strategic way to do this little problem solving type
okay.
thing. But
okay.
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you go to movies?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like 3D movies?
I think they're okay. I generally prefer 2D movies, I think,
okay.
rather than 3D movies.
What about 3D movies?
I think it's just sometimes a little disorienting sometimes with
okay.
the like three-dimensional.
Yeah, sure. Hmm. Let's see. So, you're busy.
Yep.
What do you do? Is it just college that's
Yeah, college, and yeah. Like, I'm doing research outside of just schoolwork and stuff, too.
Okay.
So that's,
what do you do research in?
I'm studying applied math with like a focus in like evolutionary biology, so
oh, okay.
doing sort of a marriage between like evolutionary biology and like mathematical modeling of it.
Okay. Does that involve any field work, or is it all?
It's actually a lot of like computational work.
Okay.
At least the very specific stuff that I've been doing lately is a lot of like computer simulations and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
I see. So you generally don't go outside for any of the research you do with biology.
Yeah, I tend not to.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wish you could do more of that?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I mean, I love nature and I love, like, going outdoors and, like, I really like hiking. We're actually going hiking. Next week, we're actually taking a short trip up to the Canadian Rockies and hiking
okay.
a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
With
what?
Family?
Yeah. Yeah, our family.
Did you grow up
yeah.
hiking?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, my grandmother has a little bit of land up in northern Wisconsin that we'd always go up to
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I don't know, I really feel like I can, I don't know, be, I, me myself, I guess, is maybe a little cliche, but, like, I don't know, I really like being out in nature, and there's something really sort of, like, I think it brings out the best in a lot of people and, like, helps you find out who you are a little bit. I mean, my freshman year of college,
mm-hmm.
like, before orientation, I took, like, a week-long backpacking trip,
sure.
Which was really fun.
Sure.
But, yeah.
So, is it what about being in nature, do you think, brings out that quality? Is it just the natural world? Is it being alone? Is it...
I think it's being a little, like, sort of, like, isolated from, like all, like, the technology and things,
mm-hmm.
and you're really, like, back to basics, so, like, who you are as a person, and, like, working with these other people,
mm-hmm.
Sort of, kind of focusing on, like, the local and now,
mm-hmm.
rather than, you know, being tied up in the world around, like, the outside world, and, like,
mm-hmm.
thinking about the future and all those things, but it's sort of nice to focus a little locally a little bit.
I see. Yeah, so I guess you probably haven't had a lot of experience with it. Do you have any knowledge or experience with VR technology, virtual reality technology?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, are you familiar with the general idea?
Maybe, but could you refresh me?
Yeah, there's a few varieties of virtual reality technology on the market these days. But probably the most accessible would be a head-mounted display, where it's a thing you wear over your eyes and it gets a three-dimensional view right in front of your eyes. Do you think that would be something that you would be able to use and enjoy?
I think it probably depends on the, you know, what I would be using it for,
mm-hmm.
and whether it's enhancing the things that I'd be using it for in the way that I would like it. But
right.
I mean, I would definitely be open to trying
to trying
it and seeing what it's like.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hopefully I could be of any help.
That's
but
yeah,
great.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to say.
Awesome.
Well,
thanks.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.